There's a lot going on these days on a 35-acre piece of land in West Omaha. If you stand in one spot, you can see earth movers digging the foundation of a brand new Christian church. Shift your view slightly and you see a new Muslim mosque. Across a small creek is a Jewish synagogue that opened a few years ago.
Not knowing how this is all going to work out is actually part of the fun of this whole thing.
Eric Elness is the senior minister at Countryside Community Church, a Christian congregation that will move into its new home at the end of next year. They'll be the third part of the Tri-Faith Initiative, three faith communities sharing a common home.
What we are touching when we bring the three Abrahamic faiths together is, I believe, a spiritual energy that is moving through our culture and our world right now that is so vast and so incredible that it's hard for any of us to completely comprehend it. So if we thought we knew exactly what would be happening when we got there, we wouldn't really be tapped into that energy.
Elness and his congregation will join Temple Israel, the first partner on the Tri-Faith campus, and the American Muslim Institute, which opened just a few months ago. It's a rare combination of religions that typically don't mix. Islam, Judaism, and Christianity may all be Abrahamic faiths, but beyond that, their beliefs are a lot different. Elness says those differences are actually what make the partnership interesting.
It's kind of like three children of the same parent. You have your relationship with your parent, and you know your parent through your eyes, but once you actually listen to your other siblings and their relationship, you discover more things about your parent that you hadn't realized.
For Brian Stoller, this is an adventure. He's the senior rabbi at Temple Israel.
I think of us as pioneers.
Stoller is new to Omaha and took the assignment here in part because of the Tri-Faith Initiative. He can look out his window and see the new mosque and construction on the Christian church.
I think what we're seeing physically around us and having our partners in physical proximity to us is generating excitement and energy and great momentum that's going to push us forward.
Stoller says Tri-Faith is all about respect and unity.
Tri-Faith is based fundamentally in respect for each of the faith communities for who we are, how we see the world, and what we have to offer each other. This can't work if respect is not paramount among everybody involved.
The clergy of the three faith partners have agreed they won't try to convert members of the other congregations, and they don't worry exposure to other beliefs will water down their own beliefs. In fact, they think it will actually make them stronger. Kareem Kayati is the vice president of the American Muslim Institute.
I feel like I'm a better Muslim, a better educated Muslim about my faith today because I know I'm going to be questioned, I'm going to be in a position to answer questions. So the fact that I put myself in this situation where I am expected to answer those questions, I firmly believe made me a better Muslim, at least a better educated Muslim.
For people who analyze religion, Tri-Faith is a fascinating case study. Max Mueller is an assistant professor of religious studies at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He sees the partnership a little differently. We caught up with him at a local coffee shop.
In a lot of ways, I see this more as a political effort to create spaces and examples where Jews, Christians, and Muslims can all not just tolerate them as neighbors, but respect each other as practicing what we might call good religion, which means patriotic, which means moral, which means family-oriented, which means socially conservative, though perhaps not politically so, which means American.
As his congregation's new home begins to take shape at the Tri-Faith campus, Eric Elness, the senior minister at Countryside Community Church, says this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that could be the blueprint for other interfaith partnerships.
I hope we're making history, but for sure we are part of history, on the right side of history, not the wrong side.
The Tri-Faith campus will include a commons area and eventually a building where all three religions can mingle. For NET News, I'm Jack Williams.